Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 19th of May at 6:30. Coming up at today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the banking lobby group, the BPFI, and we'll be chatting live to Ryanair in a moment. And all the markets as usual, including the overnight reaction to the credit downgrade for America. You can email us as ever, business@newstalk.com. We'll cover the markets and papers in a little bit later in the show. But first, let's go straight to Europe's largest airline. Ryanair has just posted its annual results for the financial year for 2025. They made a post-tax profit of €1.62 billion, down 16% though on the previous year. Average fares were also down 7% over the past 12 months. The airline carried a record 200 million passengers and bought back 7% of their own shares. And Neil Sorahan is the Chief Financial Officer with the Ryanair Group. Good morning, Neil.
Joe, how are you?
I know you're in the States, so I really should say good evening. Thanks for staying up to join us, Neil. Let's start with the profits.
My pleasure.
Huge profits, $1.61 billion, but heading downwards from on last year.
Yeah, as you said, $1.61 billion, slightly above the top end of our guidance range of $1.55 billion to $1.61 billion. There were a number of moving parts last year. As you rightly said, at the opening, we carried a record 200.2 million passengers, which was a 9% increase on the same time the year before. But that was delivered with a 7% lower fare. There's a number of reasons for that, Joe. We had the absence of an Easter in Q1 last year. The consumers had higher for longer interest rates, which meant they needed a little bit of extra stimulation. And of course, we had the online travel agent boycott into the summer of last year. So the interest rate issue and the boycott is behind us, but it did lead to a dip in profitability last year. But as we look into the coming year, we're well placed now to grow traffic by another 3%. Boeing have got us another 5 aircraft to us since our year end. So we've 618 aircraft in our fleet, which will enable us to carry 206 million customers. Our costs remain in very good shape, and bookings are robust into the summer period at marginally higher fares. So looking relatively good into the coming year.
Yeah, let's go back to Boeing. The plane deliveries in your own report say will restrict your growth in the coming financial year to a passenger number max of around 206, because you're not getting enough of those planes that you'd ordered.
Yeah, we would have loved to have had all 210 off the Boeing 8200 game-changer aircraft in our fleet for the current summer. We don't. And that was well flagged if you go back a number of months. But Boeing has improved on its production and the quality of the aircraft. So we would have a good level of confidence now that we'll see the remaining 29 aircraft in that order book in for the summer of next year, which will enable us to grow into the following year to 215 million passengers. So we'll capture some of the lost opportunities from this year into next year.
Okay. And were you guys serious about switching away from Boeing planes if this tariff war continues and Boeing ends up being a bit too expensive?
Look, nobody knows what's going to happen with tariffs. It's a bit too early to call at this point in time. We're in a 90-day pause period, and then whether tariffs apply very much depends on what Europe decides to do one way or another. Civil aviation has operated since the 1970s under a 1979 treaty, which exempts civil aircraft, engines, spare parts, etc. So we would very much hope that sense prevails and that we continue to operate under that treaty. But if for some reason or other that changed and tariffs applied, you know, our view of the world, Joe, is that we have a fixed price with our supplier. We would expect them to honour that, deliver the aircraft on that basis. But if our prices did increase significantly, then we'd have to reserve our right to look at all options.
That would be a big change for you guys. Oil prices are just above $60 a barrel, but you've locked in 85% of your fuel at $76. That must be frustrating.
Not particularly. I'm locking in savings. We were hedged at $79 a barrel last year. We typically hedge on a 12 to 18 month rolling basis. So we're locking in year on year savings on the fuel bill this year. And then importantly, with the recent dips, we've locked in significant savings. We're now over 40% hedged in the first half of our next financial year at $66 a barrel. So that's a huge saving locked in, which helps de-risk the group. So no, we've been jumping on dips in the dollar, dips in the oil price to secure savings for the business, not only into this financial year, but into the coming financial year.
Yeah, you recently won a key civil action against an unruly passenger in Poland. You're taking a number of personal cases against drunken passengers all over Europe. Has that worked? I.e., have you limited the number of disrupted flights due to these people?
Well, there's a relatively small number of disruptive passengers, but when you're carrying 200 million people a year, even a small number is more than it should be. So, you know, if they're going to disrupt a flight for a bunch of people who have saved hard to get away, if they're putting our crew under pressure, under danger, then, you know, we will continue to pursue it. It's unacceptable that a small minority of people can lead to huge disruptions, huge delays, and Ryanair will continue to pursue this. And we're delighted that we're getting traction in the courts. We're delighted that we're getting more support from the various aviation authorities in relation to this.
Okay. Will Michael O'Leary get his 100 million euro bonus?
Remains to be seen. The share price has to be over 21 euro. For 28 days and or profit of 2.2 billion. So, you know, you don't count your chickens until they're hatched, Joe.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining us and congratulations once again on your annual results there. That is Neil Sorahan, the CFO with Ryanair Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.